When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I'm a big-eared blogger. He's an NFL legend and someday Hall of Famer. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. It's snowing out.
Like, I know. I saw it on the way home. But before I left the house, I saw some flurries. And then as I started getting away, I didn't see them again. When I got closer to D.C., they came right back.
I was wondering, is Bria in town yet with the little one?
Nah, they don't get in until Sunday night or Monday, something like that.
Okay, I was thinking it'd be fun for him to see some snow, the little baby, because they're not going to get much in Florida.
Nah, Florida or San Fran.
Right. Oh, yeah, I forgot Willie's coming too.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because my sister's coming home with her husband, and he's from Arizona. They now live in San Diego. Like, that's just perfect weather. You know what I mean?
Rude awakening for the brother right there.
Well, dude,
expect him to be outside doing some damn work.
He keeps saying that he'd be happy to live here, and I'm like, he's the crazy biker I've told you about. He bikes like probably at least 100 miles a week and does multiple.
He would love the springs and summers and things like that, but when that thing drops below 30, he's gonna have a problem.
That's what I told him. Is I was like, dude, you can't ride your bike realistically. I said just January, February, and half of March. Like, you're just not going to go out.
Well, actually, the people here ride. They ride. But, like, if you are a true rider, you have the right equipment, and you can ride. But once they start getting stuff on the ground, I'm not riding.
Nah, that's a no for me, dog. So I sent him a video. I want it to snow while they're here, but I don't know that, because at least Sunday they're going to the game. They're going to experience the cold, so that'll be fun.
Are they going to be inside, outside?
Well, I mean, you kind of hooked that up. So
they got the club level. They could go inside.
They got the option.
But,
yeah, exactly.
But since he likes all this weather, you should have told me to get him outside. The whole time.
He keeps claiming he's excited about the weather. We'll see. My sister's like, he doesn't really have clothes for this. I was like, he could borrow my clothes.
Yeah, he can come hang out with me.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, come hang out with me. He'll be real, real all right.
Obviously, Brian, big sports news yesterday. There was a ball game last night. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, the Wizards got their fourth win.
No, I'm not talking about that one.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, I mean, obviously, the Wiz are in a rebuild, and we've talked about it repeatedly, but did you see the dunk Koulibaly had?
No. I did not think you were talking about the Wiz. I thought you were talking about them Thursday Night Football.
Well, I was kind of doing a bit, but I'm going to drop this dunk in the group text thread, except I can't access it on my damn computer. Lanville, I'm going to text it to you, and you could drop it in the text thread. Occasionally we get a glimpse of why we believe in the rebuild. This dunk Koulibaly had last night is why you believe in the rebuild.
All right.
It was just absurd.
Come on, Koulibaly. Give us some more dunks so we can have more to look for.
I do want to get to Thursday Night Football, but Brian, obviously yesterday there was big stadium news too.
Yeah.
Well, you saw, I mean, it was all over the news, the press release, everything. Mayor Bowser, Ted Leonsis, Adam Silver. I don't know how many times we're going to celebrate that we're redoing Capital One, but they're redoing Capital One.
They already said it. I mean, I don't – listen, I'm not excited about you telling me what I already know.
Right. But, I mean, there were some cool pictures. But, obviously, that was the big stadium news everybody in town was talking about.
Nah. It's another one, too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, before we get to what's legitimately made me sad last night, and my wife asked why I was sad, and I had to explain to her, B, watch that dunk. Let's get a live reaction. B, Mitch watching Bilal Coulibaly's dunk last night. It's in the text thread now.
All right, let me go through the text.
Landfill, how annoying is this process where I have to text you and then you text the thread?
Not great.
Let's see it.
All right, B, let's watch this one, dude.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? It kind of looked, when he caught the ball up top, kind of look a little bit like Jordan.
I mean, you don't want to get crazy, but that was a hell of a dunk.
It was an alley, one hand grab. He cocked that thing back and slammed it hard. That dude got some ups, man. But he has a lot of talent that many people, I don't think, truly understand. He can actually play. You know, I think everybody just thought, oh, he got drafted. He was talking about, that's just Wimby's buddy, right?
Right.
But that dude could play.
For sure.
He caught that, bro.
All right, let's have a real conversation.
You saw the other guy with his head behind his head, like, oh, crap.
Yeah, man. Dude, there's another view that I saw of Chris, of C-Mill and Drew watching it and trying to call that, and their reaction is awesome, too. It was all we're gonna get are little glimpses of reasons to believe in the Wiz, but those little glimpses are what we're here for, and that Coulibaly dunk is just an awesome, awesome little glimpse. Now I'm gonna say something for real here. If there are parents in the car with young children, turn the radio off. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds here. Turn your radio off now. Because last night, B, I was watching Thursday Night Football with my lovely wife. We had Christmas concert, came back, more Christmas stuff today. Christmas stuff never ends. We all love it so much. And I was just legit sad. And Lauren couldn't really figure out why. And then I explained to her what happened with RFK Stadium. And you know, I really, really, really don't want to be political in any capacity, right? Like, I hate politics so much. Not that pro sports isn't full of BS, but politics is just an industry built on complete and utter BS, where all anyone is trying to do is benefit themselves under the disguise of altruism and caring about anything outside of political points, grandstanding, and getting more cable news airtime.
That's all the hell it was.
And I understand this was a big bill that RFK got jammed into. And yo, the fact that they pulled it, there are complications far beyond RFK. I think RFK was nothing but shrapnel in this. I think RFK was kind of just an innocent bystander in this political maneuvering, right? Mm-hmm. But last night, I felt like I learned Santa Claus wasn't real. Mm-hmm. Because it was the first time I truly allowed myself to believe that this was going to happen. And I really, really believed it would happen. The smart people I talked to that know Capitol Hill, that know these processes, they said throughout, yo, it's going to get done. It's going to get done. It's going to get done. And I know there are smart people that know these processes that are still telling me it's going to get done. I just can't believe anymore. I want it to happen. But you have my support. I can't believe.
Let me help you out. Basically, what happened yesterday were people strong-armed the situation to try and make themselves look good. And what they're going to do with this whole Trump Stadium thing is make themselves look good. It's going to happen. You just got to be patient. You got to stop thinking life goes like it's supposed to. And stop thinking like just the things happen in place. And realize that we live in a BS world. We live in a world that people don't get anything done until their names are put in front of it. And that's the ultimate thing. But next time, I think, you know, it comes again. And, about, you know, when you start going to those polls, think about all that crap. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I just be.
It's a game. Life is a game, bro.
I agree about wanting to be patient. And Toby was on yesterday. You had stuff going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Toby was like, I don't care where it is. I just want a new stadium as fast as possible. I am not in that camp. I want RFK. I think you build out riverfront downtown. There is value in waiting for that, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's what you need. You got to learn to ask for what you want, specifically what you want. Not just, I'll take anything.
Where that's that you and I talking,
from?
Right?
Yeah.
At some point, I think it becomes pretty realistic, and listen, the Harris Group has real cash, real influence, mm-hmm. real connections. Like, they have smart people, I'm sure, telling them, yo, just wait, we'll get this done. It's still all just maneuvering and wrangling. Okay, cool. But at some point, they're going to get tired of waiting.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not there yet, but, like, the reason Maryland, the reason Governor Moore is just happy to chill and say, hey, we're here, is because he knows he's a smart dude. Like, at some point, the Harris Group's going to be like, yo, we can't deal with these senators and congressmen and the president. Like, all of this is such a ball of nonsense.
You know what needs to happen?
We got to make our own move.
The citizens of the United States of America needs to stop sitting on their asses and get off their ass and make these politicians and senators understand that you work for us.
They just voted them all in.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, still,
this just happened.
Still, you work for us, and we don't work for you. That's the whole thing. They don't give a damn about us. They care about how they make themselves look. Let's just be real. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on or if you're in the middle. Every one of them going to politics damn near poor, and they all come out filthy rich, which tell you what the hell is happening. People, stop being blindfolded and fooled by the BS that you hear, point blank.
B, well said. Completely agree. But that calendar of, like, making changes and let them know is not the same as, yo, we need a new stadium calendar. And I don't know, man. We did two podcasts this week, me and Mitch. And on Tuesday when we recorded, I said I felt 90% confident RFK was going to get done.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday after our show, we recorded another one, and it was before it was officially dead. And he asked me how I felt it was going to get done, and I said 7%. Like, bleep them all.
You got to understand, it's just like this football team. Everybody was losing their mind over when they were winning, and then they went through a little skid. My mindset was the same the whole time. This is a rebuild. I'm happy about what's happening, but it's a rebuild. They got to learn how to get this thing done. I'm the same way with the stadium. I still think it'll get done, but, you know, I'm not going to keep – I don't believe in going through life on a roller coaster.
I like your thing is you only argue once, you only get stressed once, all that. And I agree with you, right? But I just think patience for the Harris Group, at some point, this is about cash. And
yeah.
Maryland's got the cash ready, and they've got the site ready. And, oh, by the way, the sooner we get this done, the sooner you can compete for Super Bowls and Final Fours and all these events. Like, at some point, there's a tipping point where they're like, all right, let's just – what is it, bird in hand versus two in the bush?
Yep.
RFK remains 10 in the bush.
Let me tell you one thing about me, Jay.
It's just in the bush.
Like, I want RFK. But if it's built somewhere else, I'll start liking that too. When they built the FedEx Field – back in 97 it was?
Hell, you played in the opener.
You think I really wanted the driveway over there? No, but I eventually began to like it. You know, my whole thing is I don't care, you know, particularly that things just happen how I want it to happen. If it happens and everything gets better overall with the whole squad, I'm cool with it. And all those people that say, I'm not going to go if it go here, that, they're lying. They're going to show
they're
up anyway.
Lying.
You know, just like all the people, I'm never going to buy no Commander's gear. Well, it's sure going off the damn shelves. And I don't know if we just dropped some new people in town, but it's coming off the damn shelves.
I agree with all that. I mean, I'm going to go regardless of where it is. I've gotten to the point where I tolerate Northwest Stadium. I think they've made a lot of improvements to Northwest Stadium. I think it'll actually be really dope when they get the Sunday night game next weekend and they can do the light show and all that stuff. I think fans will really appreciate that. The product on the field matters so much more. I'm a kid. I grew up going to RFK Stadium. I went to my first concert there. I went to my first NFL game there. I made out with a girl during HF Festival. Like, I remember these seminal events during my life at that stadium and recognizing the difference. And people can look at me like I'm wrong, but there is an absolute difference of being in the city, taking the metro, going, you could walk. Like, you, when I lived in Northeast, we would walk to Nats games, and you'd stop at different bars, and you'd walk home and buy beers and chug them on the street. Like, it's just different, and Landover's never going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what they build around Landover, they can build it so that it's a nice experience, But, Brian, like, National Harbor is very nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Old Town Alexandria just feels differently. They're the same place. They're right across the river. One of them is manufactured and new and insincere, and one of them is authentic. And that is going to be the difference between whatever they can build in Landover that will be nice and people will enjoy it versus what RFK can be. Those are just different entities.
If that football team start winning, you're not going to think they're deep.
I will, but that's a me thing. That's just how I'm wired. Like, I will think about that, but I recognize a lot of people won't. A lot of people will just be happy they can go get chicken fingers after the game and not have to go to their car. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just sad, and I don't want to talk about it. So instead, I'm going to read this Joan that Greg sent that's very funny. Landfill, I think you'll appreciate this. This is from our boy Greg Height. He just texted to me and B-Mitch, telling JP to have patience is like telling me I'm a good speller.
And we know he can't spell. He might have spelled speller wrong, right?
No, what's remarkable is that's the first text he's ever sent where everything's spelled wrong. I mean, there's some irony for you.
Oh, man.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We do have to talk about this football game last night.
Yeah.
And one, the crazy kick. You and I know that rule, B. As soon as it was possible, I was screaming at the television to kick it. And not just because Dicker was my fantasy kicker, but because it's just such a cool, fluky thing. You said you practice it every step, right?
We practice it, we were in position for it all the time, especially when people were punting out of their end zone and you had to get a fair catch. You know what I mean? So the ultimate thing, he was like, if that thing is hanging up, fair catch it, we'll try a free kick, especially late in the half or late in the game. You don't want to do it like if you catch the ball on the 50 and it's the beginning of the quarter, because you could probably go score a damn touchdown. But if it's late in the half where you don't have a lot of time on the clock or late in the game, you try that. But see, this is the thing. Jim Harbaugh tried that with the kid, what's his name? Tried it in 2013. It wasn't Bucker. It was the dude last night. I'm trying to think.
Tucker, I'm
Halls
saying.
Or something like that.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh, you're saying.
Harbaugh tried it with the 49ers in 2013. It was a 71-yarder. They missed it, okay? Because you see a lot of people kick it through the uprights just trying to kick the ball. What was the guy's name? Here we go.
I'm pulling it up.
I got it right here. Phil Dawson. Phil Dawson tried it in 2013. Also, our dude Joey Sly tried it overseas in 2019 when the Panthers were playing. They missed it. The fact that someone made it makes everybody say, oh, that rule is so crazy. No, no, no. People have been trying it for years. But the dumb thing last night, I would say this. There are special teams coaches in this world who don't know all the damn rules. Obviously, whoever was kicking the ball, their coach didn't say, whatever you do, don't give them no more yards. Because they probably wouldn't have tried that last night if they didn't get that 15-yard penalty.
Oh, yeah. That rule exists. I've known about it. It was awesome to see it implemented. I can't hear the name Dawson without dropping this bar, causing more family feuds than Richard Dawson. Anyway, I also think that was a good game. That was two good teams. Felt like playoff football. It was exciting to watch.
I was impressed with Herbert last night.
Yo, he made – so, B, the only point I wanted to make about last night, Bo Nix can play. He can help your team win. That Denver team has the way they've been put together – I mean, Sean Payton can call the hell out of an offense. That O-line is really good. They run the ball well. Defensively, they fly to the ball. That Denver team is good. That's a tough out in the playoffs, right? Uh-huh. But in Knicks, you've got a guy that when asked to make plays to win games, as of now, he can mature and evolve and get better. I'm not saying any of that. But as of now, he can't do it. Like, well, he had the deep shot.
When you were two,
the kid,
three,
Mims was 6 yards clear on the deep go route down the sideline. Maybe it was a double move.
How about the route that he threw when he was 4 yards across the line of scrimmage?
Sure. And with the game on the line, we killed
what
Kirk.
Are you
honestly
thinking, dude?
Yo, Nix reminds me of a more athletic Kirk, honestly, that I think he'll kind of evolve that way. Mm-hmm. And Kirk won a lot of games, threw for a lot of touchdowns. But, like, with the game on the line late, he checked it down, dude, versus Herbert. In that game last night, he takes his team to a win. The throw he made for the touchdown, the catch that kid made for the two-point conversion, like, those are just, you are gutting out wins for your ball club. That was really impressive last night.
Oh, yeah, it was.
What else is really impressive is, B, we get this college football playoff is starting, man. I cannot wait to watch it. It's snowing in South Bend. South Bend playing tonight. The Battle of Indiana, Notre Dame, Indiana. John Talty joins us next to get us ready for college football playoffs.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.